This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 11th. God's word to you today is open heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 11, verse 25, and it says, "Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." How have you done on the challenge from yesterday? I'm sure that you have discovered that in truth, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. In addition to yesterday's challenge, I want to challenge you to ensure no day passes without you encouraging somebody. Make encouraging others a habit. Today, make sure you do not go to bed until you encourage someone. I know for some of us, this is a very difficult task, so I will help you. Start with the obvious. Just tell someone around you that he or she is looking good. Just say, "I like your black shirt." Just say it. And if you do not like the shirt, I insist that you like it. That's the whole point. Do you know you can choose to like something? So, choose to like something about the person and use it as a tool to encourage that person. Pick up your phone now and set a daily reminder to encourage somebody, and God will help you. Amen. Just say, "I like your haircut," or the fact that you never have to worry about having a haircut. The point is, just ensure you encourage someone. Make sure that you're encouraging different people. Do not stick to encouraging only one person, the same person every day. If it is somebody else's wife you're encouraging and encouraging, please calm down and go and look for someone else to encourage. If you are truthful, you would admit that when someone encourages you, it is a natural response to hope that they will find something else to encourage you about, right? And you do not want to start what you do not intend to finish. So, be generous with your encouragement. People gravitate towards where they get encouragement. That is just how it works. Schedule leisure, practice encouragement, and learn to bask in encouragement. A lot of us need to improve in this area. We need to learn to bask in encouragement. When you get encouraged, hang on to that encouragement. Stop deflecting. There are a lot of people that are struggling in this area, and I had to say to them severally, stop deflecting. Someone is complimenting you for a job well done, and your first response is, "It is God, oh." Yes, I know it is God, but just say thank you. I give glory to God. Just receive it in Jesus' name. It is so important, because if you do not receive encouragement, you tend to receive discouragement. Discouragement is not good for you. It takes you down to a dangerous path. If you must receive one, please receive encouragement. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, make me a channel of your streams, refreshing everyone and everything around me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.